Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The emotional and financial damage caused by the government shutdown is undeniable, but things could have been much worse if not for the unyielding men and women who choose to soldier on in the face of adversity. During the shutdown, Scott and I learned of Pete Seapress, a self-proclaimed national park protector who stepped up to fill the government void. Seapress invited us to join him at Yellowstone National Park as he surveyed the land for foul play and maintained the natural order of the forest.
You fly this plane yourself? You mean, do you get
Scott,
rid of
he's literally operating the plane in the air. What do
I
you
know,
mean?
I know, I'm just saying, like,
what is your question?
There's no co-pilot or anything.
It's just, yeah, it's a bench seat and there's two steering wheels and we're sitting and he's operating.
Well, first of all, they're not called steering wheels. They're called yokes.
Yoke?
Yeah.
Like it's from the egg? The same spelling?
No, it's Y-O-K-E.
Oh, I'm going to write that down.
It is a...
I already wrote it down. I'll show this to you later. Thank you. Take notes during this interview.
I am. Cessna 182 turbo and with, of course, the off-road tire so you can land just about anywhere.
What does a turbo get you in an airplane? Is it, like, get you out of merging or what is it? What do
you
use turbo for?
You're going to want it for high altitude.
High altitude.
Yeah.
Good. Is this considered high? Or are we just, like, medium or are we low?
Oh, right now we're cruising about 1,500 AGL above ground level.
1,500 feet?
Yeah. Okay. We're nice and low.
Oh, wow.
We're low and slow because we got to see what's going on down below. That's what I always say, low and slow to see what's going on down below.
Yeah.
But mean sea level, we're about 8,300 because we are cruising right over Bears National Monument.
Wow.
To see what kind of coyote problem we've got here because they've been pretty savage lately.
So were you doing this when the park, when Yellowstone wasn't shut down? Were you landing in the middle of the park during open season, or is this something you took upon yourself to preserve Yellowstone after the government shut down?
Well, I have always desired to land and be a part and take action when the parks were officially open, but due to government regulation, I was not permitted. Mm-hmm. It's one of the other brilliant things left over by the previous administration.
Oops. I didn't. Is that okay if I touch that? How do you turn this off?
It's fine. I just flipped it back on. But please do keep your hands.
Sorry about that.
Off.
Thinking. I thought it was like. Is that trim? Is that what the switch was?
No, that was a distress beacon.
Oh.
But it's okay. I've turned it off.
Okay.
Let me just hold on. Let me check to ATC. NorCal,
so embarrassed. That was really stupid.
November 8, Tango, Lima at 1. That was a false...
There's no ejector button.
Of course not. Not on this thing. That was a false transmission. We are A-okay.
Was there ever ashtrays in here? Did they have to cover them over like they do on airplane jets?
Still got them right by your right elbow.
Oh, my God. Oh. Look at that, Scott.
Yeah.
You could smoke in the plane back in the day?
You guys blaze?
Get high or tobacco?
Whichever.
I only get high. I don't smoke tobacco.
Okay.
I'm not good at weed, but I'll do it in an airplane with this guy.
Okay. I'm not permitted to while flying, but I just wanted to know what kind of shooters you guys were.
Oh, you were leading us on like you have. I mean, I have some, but I don't want to get you in trouble with the FAA if we used it.
Well, depending how long our boots are on the ground, we could maybe walk around and have a little blaze
up down there. All right, so what are you looking for? You're looking for like a wounded moose or like a fight between a poacher and a deer?
Currently, what's going on in this particular neck of the woods is
gorgeous.
A rampant coyote problem because what's happened is people have come in here and leave their trash and their leftover food, and it's not getting cleaned up because
coyotes love trash.
Yeah.
So the trash pickups haven't happened in a while.
Have not, and the population has ballooned.
Have you had to break up party?
I don't know.
Like, have you had, like, people partying in here and had to break it up, like, tell the DJ to cut the cord or...
Party in the park?
Yeah. Because I've been reading articles.
Flash rave?
Yeah. Or pop-up
Actually,
parties.
Yeah, just last Tuesday night, I was doing one of my stalker missions, what I call stalker missions, mm-hmm. where I lurk in the bushes undetected, completely undetected at night, just seeing who's up
to
no
good.
So are
you painted up? Are you like ramboed out? Are you like literally going camo, boots on the ground, sneaking into like a rave?
It's funny you say that. I do call it ramboing out.
Okay.
So I am typically ramboed out.
Do you wear this? So you go like get the movie out and look at it and then kind of...
I give it a quick watch. I usually, you know...
It's a DVD right here, Matt.
I try to keep my prep time to about 20 minutes, but I give it a
fast
quick watch.
Forward.
Rambo out, paint myself in black oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that what this is back here?
Yeah, that's crude oil. Please don't touch it.
That's okay. His Rambo kit. That
I'm
little,
sorry.
Like,
I know, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
We're journalists. We should report on it.
But not at 1,500 feet, Scott. You're not an expert at flight.
And, last Tuesday I did hear some sounds, and they had their speakers hooked up to the truck that they were driven in on, and it was just blaring. So I came at them one by one with my bow and arrow.
And they packed up and ran away?
Sure, yeah.
Oh.
As quickly as their one remaining leg.
Did you shoot at them or the tire of their vehicle?
Well, I wanted them to be able to escape,
shot.
So I gave them all four wheels. I did select the weakest one in the bunch, and I did...
Winged him?
Like a pure hunter.
It was. That's what happens when you go Rambo mode, gentlemen.
So they just must have flipped out. Like they thought it was anarchy.
It was pandemonium.
Oh, wow.
But that's how I like it. If you disrespect the parks, I disrespect your limbs with my arrows.
I was going to say, it almost seems like the punishment doesn't totally fit the crime. I mean, you know, you're in
there,
you're
severe.
Throwing apart.
They're breaking into a public land, and they're basically having a party, and you're
so
coming
you
at
for
them.
The throats?
No, I think using something that penetrates their skin is dangerous.
Yeah,
I
aim for their throats, but, you know, Uncle Sam's got something to say about that, no matter with the shutdown or not.
Those are people, though. Like, animals aren't as... Yeah.
Actually...
Whoa, is that wind? Turbulence.
Humans are animals. We're all animals.
I know.
And we are getting caught up in a temperature inversion now, gentlemen. Are your seatbelts buckled?
Oh, my God, my stomach. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple drops here. I'm going to have to
Matt,
put her down.
Matt's not good at this stuff. He's like, you got to keep it. You want a paper bag?
Oof, I get really sick. I'm good.
I'm just going to breathe.
I'm going to have to side slip, put her down. One at a time. That's
the side slip.
You gotta find a meadow, or where you get where the lake? Where do you land?
There's
out
a dirt
there?
Patch.
Oh yeah.
Near my friend Cooley's house. He's got a shack up there on that ridge. Dirt strip. Cooley come out. He'll refuel us. He's always got a fresh supply of avgas.
He's legal though, right? He's living in a national park.
A lot of people aren't legal if you look, Matt.
But you're punishing some people and letting other people
coming
operate.
In hot.
Oh, fuck, hold on.
Ow! Look at the touch.
Spill your oil everywhere.
Oh, crap! Brakes, full brakes, full brakes, full brakes.
Oh, God.
Full brakes. Shut her down, turn off the mixture, mags off. Avionics, and the battery.
My glasses broke.
Yeah, my nose hit the dash. That was abrupt.
You got a gusher.
That's a bruh.
Pal, you got a gusher. I hope Cooley's around.
You got a...
Here, do you want a paper bag?
No, I need a tampon or something to shove up there.
Oh, if you need a tampon, I got a couple right here.
Oh, that's
I always
perfect.
Carry a tampon in my left cargo pocket.
That's my
He
cargo
really
shorts.
Does. That's amazing.
You got a Leatherman in there, too?
That's for the right.
Yeah.
Right cargo
Makes
pocket.
Sense.
So is Cooley, like, going to be cool with us just popping in like this, or?
That's a toss-up. Just let me do the talking.
How does this open, by the way? I've never opened a plane door like this.
It's a standard.
I got it. Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep.
Woo!
Cooley!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
We're right by the... Is that all faithful way over there on the other side?
Kaka! Cooley!
Woohoo!
He'll be here, right?
If he's around, if he's not out stalking.
Stalking other poachers, it's like.
Other partiers?
Either prey or the world's most dangerous prey.
Oh, look at that. There's a deer with a broken leg.
Crap.
What are you going to do?
Hand me that knife.
We didn't Rambo? Hit the deer when we landed, did we?
It's
like, why is
quite possible. It could have a propeller neck in it.
There
you go.
Big ass knife.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hey there, little
Let's just let it live.
You can't.
He's going to die. Don't you have a dart with a medicine that takes him down?
Oh, do I look like...
some kind of Novocaine?
Do I look like Big Ag to you?
Let's hit him with a rock and fucking wrap, splint it up or something.
Hit him with a rock?
Here, I got one.
Knock him out.
Oh.
Guess we're eating tonight.
No, we can't eat these.
Yeah, what
too young.
But what about the what Native about American what deer feeling veal? Of use every part of the animal?
No, this one's too young. I got to throw it over the side, the cliff here.
God minute, really?
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh.
What are you mad about right now? I'm sorry.
Too young.
Oh.
Prop nicked it, and we rock hit it.
So this is literally just a pointless death.
Truly.
Maybe we could use its paint. I don't know.
It's paint?
It's
blood,
blood is
pal.
Paint. But we could, I don't know, at least paint a picture with his blood or something. Use it for something.
That's not such a bad idea. At least, you're right. We could at least
it,
use its blood for paint.
Would you know how to drain it?
Sure. Hey, hand
have
me that old...
Have you ever cleaned a deer?
Sure. Hey, hand
Let's
me that old
that.
That old empty oil can you spilled all the goddamn inside of my plane.
I'm sorry. Here you go.
It's
all
right.
You mix oil with blood. I bet it does make paint.
Paint. That's exactly true. You can ask Breaking Bad on that one.
That's like caveman roots.
Yeah.
I bet that's where they did it, too.
They mixed blood and oil.
Yeah. They sure did.
Here you go. You just open up the main artery here. You tip it upside down.
Scotty has an erection.
And you funnel it in there.
Don't look. I'm sorry. No, not your erection. You have an erection?
Yeah.
Steve Maybe. Pete has an erection.
Hold on. Put the can on there. And then, hey.
Why are you looking at our erections?
Hey, pal. Eyes up here.
All situations.
Are you married?
Not anymore. Hmm.
Are we on the right path? I'm just following you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay.
You think I don't know where I'm going?
I didn't want you to be distracted. I get scared in the wilderness a little bit.
Oh, you don't have to
be. He never wants me to ask questions when there's directions involved.
Oh, you guys, are you more of a landmark-based directions?
Waze. I just need Waze. I'm okay. So addicted to Waze now. Is there a national park Waze?
No. The stars and the moon that guide us.
Oh, gross.
Ancestral.
Someone just threw a bunch of Gatorade bottles and some condoms over here.
Maybe that's
what is going on in this country?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Gatorade. Orange flavor. It's fresh.
Probably a coyote.
And condoms now. These condoms, on the other hand, used, okay, by a male.
Don't touch that.
Inside of another male.
Don't touch that. You can tell that?
Yeah, sure. You can tell a lot of things by smelling and tasting.
Oh.
He's a great tracker, but it's got
to... So
those are human? You
yeah.
think a human
oh, yeah.
was spreading them on the ground here, not a coyote
They're
who pulled
fresh.
Them out of the trash?
They're still warm.
So the people who are using that are somewhere nearby.
So someone just fucked each other and then just like are still around here?
Yeah. Could
oh,
be a whole
bunch. This
is
probably a hookup place. Well, let's leave them alone.
Are you kidding me?
We obviously,
at the very least, we got to peek. We got to get a peek. You got to pay the piper, my man.
I don't want to deal with this.
Pay the piper by peeking?
Oh, this is like... What's that show where they surprise cheaters? Is it called Cheaters?
Temptation Island?
No, it's Cheaters, I think. It's a daytime show.
Yeah, Cheaters, yeah.
Cheat Preppers?
Yeah, where they go out and they surprise someone when they're in the middle of cheating on their spouse. That's what this feels like.
You want to do it? You
no.
want to surprise someone?
I don't.
Because if they are cheating, that would be great.
What if there are a couple of rangers? Park rangers who are just downtime and they have this like... Not to be cliche, but like this love that was unrequited, now that nobody's around, they
right.
can like deliver on it.
Well,
isn't that a possibility?
Of course it is. And if that's the case, then they'll know the appropriate response to my call.
Well, then can I hold your bow and arrow while we go scout for these
Are
two?
You saying that now that the government closed down, that rangers have just suddenly just started fucking each other like willy-nilly all over the parks?
Who told you?
Like Brokeback Mountain, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
No,
like,
I know. Who told you? Yes, that's exactly what's happening, by the by. This,
more
these,
of these
parks,
rangers are...
These parks are have turned into an orgy. They've turned into Eyes Wide Shut, without the masks, without the tuxedos, and a whole bunch of just savage park rangers who are tearing each other apart sexually.
Guys?
People fucking what?
Yeah.
Let's just turn around. I have your bow.
Hold on. You turn around. I'm just going to... I'll watch it and I'll explain to you what I just saw, okay?
Oh, beautiful.
I see 11 people.
That's 11. It's hard to tell, though. They're all
five on five and then one just watching.
Oh, God, that guy.
How do you know they're park rangers or they're just naked?
Well, they all... They have... About half of them have some of their uniform on.
Yeah.
Almost all have their pants off.
Yeah. A couple of them are nude, but they've got the badge pinned to their skin.
Give me those binoculars. Let me see this.
That's beautiful. That's
oh, by golly, they do have a badge on them. Cooley?
That's Cooley. Don't fucking move. Cypress, who are these fucking media skanks you brought onto Cooley's land? They're friends. We're just watching the show, Padre.
Yeah.
You know I'm out here to protect these rangers, right? I know. And I'm a right to be fucking. And I'm out here to assassinate and scare off anyone who's not a ranger. Telling me you trust these boys with their microphones, their media satellites? Look at this one. He's hard as a rock. This one, I don't know. If there's one thing I trust, it's a rock hard boner. You sure you're not wearing a prosthetic?
Do you work for the Park Service?
I work for the forest, little man.
Do you mind if I put a microphone on you just so we can hear you a little better? I'm going to wire you up, okay?
I do mind. They're friends.
Just got a gun. Just fucking...
All right.
I'm going to wire you very slowly.
I'll lower my weapon.
Okay.
Cooley,
my hands
Matt
might be
Walsh.
A little cold.
We're from Los Angeles. We're doing a story about
Los Angeles.
Shut down in the park.
Yeah. A couple of softies. I could smell it. Okay. Smells like kale. Kale and honey vinaigrette. That's a good one.
Honey vinaigrette is a progressive lefty condiment?
Yeah. Pal.
They don't have that in Montana? You live in Montana, right?
That's basically. Yeah. Basically. If you want to call it Montana, I call it a certain part of the United States. I just don't recognize board lines drawn on a map. Said that's the fence that I gotta live in, buddy.
What if Amazon asks for a zip code to deliver you replacement mittens for the winter? Do you give them your zip code?
You think I order things off Amazon?
Yeah,
I make everything.
Come on,
I made that Cessna 182 with my bare hands.
Scott, can I talk to you a second?
Yeah, you see those gloves he has on?
They look like Walmart ones. Yeah. Maybe he built an airplane. It seems really difficult. We should leave, though. I don't feel real safe. We need to get on the plane and tell him we got everything we needed.
Okay. I was thinking maybe we could fuck some of these. If these rangers want to fuck us. Just
get it done quick. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to get... There's a vending machine over here.
Okay. A vending machine?
Yeah. What? Ranger. There's a ranger. See that? That's a ranger cabin. And there's a vending machine.
All right. But we should get just for our own safety. We should fuck these people and get out of
here. It's unplugged. I gotta get my hand. Hey, you want anything?
Huh?
Moon pie?
Do they have any jimmies? Because I'm about to go into the ranger fuck pool.
A mere 3 months later, Cypress was an official park ranger at the Great Dismal Swamp. Scott and I paid him a visit.
Pete? Hey!
Hey!
Wow, hi. Look at you!
Good to see you, boys.
It's like you're dressed up for prom. You look so tidy in that outfit.
Yeah, yeah. I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
He's kind of buff. You got in shape.
Yeah. I've been lifting 10-gallon jugs.
Oil or water or what? Park ranger bug juice?
Paint, if you know what I mean.
Paint.
I mean blood?
Blood
and oil.
Oil,
yeah.
Oh,
blood
wow.
And
oil buckets?
Still yeah. Making your own paint. Huh?
Yeah, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I don't want to ask.
Well, you know, things changed for me last time we talked to each other. I know I dropped you guys back off at Cedar City.
Yeah.
But
a bumpy landing there, too. Both ends of our trip.
You handled really it well, rough. Though. Yeah.
Thanks.
But really, you came down at a rough angle.
I always come in steep.
Yeah.
And go beep, beep. But I thought a lot about what we all experienced there in that mangled mass of bodies and park rangers, and I think I felt
creepy.
That bear attack really caught me off guard.
Yeah, but once...
Well, I think they smelled pheromones. When people are mating, I think there's scent that goes off, so that it's almost like a frenzy instinct.
You know, I tell you, when I pulled you guys out of there, and everyone was covered in blood from the bear attack, semen from
that was the
climax,
bear's throat that you cut with your knife.
I realized that we can't lose any more park rangers. Not like that. Not in an orgy.
He wasn't necessarily going to harm anyone. You threw that knife like 70
and
yards.
And it got angry. Guess what? And we all had to deal with consequences. So,
but there was like 15 human beings against one bear, and you and killed it and cut its throat and made pain out of the blood.
Yeah, well, the bear is going to kill my friends, so I got to kill the bear. And now I lift its blood and oil paint to get jacked. It's a tale as old as time.
You look jacked, though.
Thank you. And his uniform... You know, fits pretty nicely, and I have become an official member of the United States Park Service. And
congratulations.
It feels good.
I'm glad you...
Can I give you a hug?
Sure, if you like. I don't call anymore.
Oh. You're not a renegade. You're part of the...
I'm part of the system now.
Yeah, the good guys.
I'm a cog in the machine.
Yeah, you are. You are. You're part of the... You're an institution.
Well, you can't beat 35K.
Oh, congrats. You got a regular salary.
Yeah.
I always assumed you were, like, of financial means, the fact that you could fly in and just spend your time driving.
Yeah, I wouldn't
a
think
35K park.
Would be a life changer.
Why? All I know is I get $35,000 every 2 years.
Got it.
You do the math, okay? Before, my currency was leaves and twigs, okay? And the air that I breathe.
Shelter and safety and
well, now I got an apartment.
Oh, really?
Yep. Now I have an apartment.
Do you live in D.C. or just outside of D.C.?
I live in the greater D.C. area, yes.
That's a big change. Yep. You're like a total outdoorsman, and now you're at the Great Dismal Swamp.
Is it a condo, like a duplex, or is it like a...
I'm renting. I have three English as a second language Chinese roommates.
Oh, wow. Did you get in trouble at your former national park?
Unofficially, no.
Okay.
Officially,
so you weren't demoted.
Yes.
So you were.
In name,
100%.
You were. Okay.
He got demoted.
Yeah.
So they sent him here. This is like Siberia. And
once
they did
forensics and found out that I was responsible for 11 park rangers dying, they overlooked.
Oh, God.
Well, the bear attack, you understand? The bear attack orgy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're lucky to get out of there alive.
Well, I wasn't going to let my two best friends die.
Well, you ran away so fast.
I never even thought about that. We left those people there.
You guys are my best friends.
Well, yeah.
So look,
we went through. I mean, who else?
I have to relive that. I'm so sorry. I know we're here at the Great Dismal Swamp, but my last memory was you cutting the bears, spending a great deal of time trying to cut the head from the vertebrae.
Yeah,
with that big knife.
When you fight a bear hand to hand, you want a trophy. All right. When you're in the middle of an 11-person orgy and everything's going great, and a grizz comes by,
it was going great. That's the one thing you can say for sure. That part was going great.
And then the bear comes to party poop. Not on my watch. Well, it goes to show, 11 grown. Well, actually, let's say 14 grown humans v bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough fight.
Mm-hmm.
And to have only three make it out of there, I'd say the bear got the better of the day. However, I got his head. It's in the airplane if you want to take a look.
I don't.
I got a Cessna 185 float plane.
Oh, you got a float plane?
Yeah, because of the swamps now.
Oh, wow.
So you have new certification. On the plane?
No, it's just been hanging out there in the baggage compartment.
Incredible. That's incredible. I thought you'd have a certification or something.
You don't have to have... No, turns out you don't have to have a certification to have a severed bear head in your baggage compartment. It's Cessna. Yeah.
Can I talk to CG Scott for a second? Can I talk?
Of course.
Do you mind?
Yeah, and when you...
not to be rude.
When you get back, you know, let me know where we're headed.
Okay. Oh.
I thought you weren't going to bring up... park ranger bodies on U.S. soil? Like, are we complicit in this cover-up?
We were all
for them
in
to find
it.
Those
you
bodies.
Just don't remember everything.
Hey, I'm going to take a leak facing you.
All right, wow. Cool.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. All right, cool. Thumbs up.
I get the creeps. I feel like we're going to end up in some other Eyes Wide Shut weird
I feel like
moment.
No one else dies. I'm calling it a win.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a cyst in my urethra, which is why I have a narrow stream. But other than that, obviously, you've seen it. It's in perfect working order.
Yeah, it looked fine.
Yeah.
Good job.
No, it just takes a bit longer, so if you don't mind, I'd like to continue to urinate so I don't have any bladder issues.
Have you ever had, like, a what do you call this, the balloon?
I've owned a bunch of balloons in my life. You kidding me? I've owned hundreds of balloons. Hell, you buy
not
a,
to brag,
you,
I've probably owned 1,000 balloons in my lifetime.
You buy a bag of balloons, how many are in a
you're
bag?
You're a millionaire, essentially, in currency.
Jesus, buy 10 bags, 10 times 100. You do the math, pal. Anyway, yeah, so to answer your question, yes, I've owned balloons. And I'm just about done.
I couldn't help but notice there's a lot of Radio Shack stuff over. Did you have another job? They like get the Radio Shack polo here, hanging on a hanger, the Radio Shack hat. Mm-hmm.
I am employed by Radio Shack as an ambassador. I'm a sales ambassador. So I'm not in the store. However, they've hired me to promote the brand to various people within the Great Dismal Swamp. Chances are, if I run into you and you're a paying customer of the park, okay, I'm going to give you some guidelines, what to do, don't litter, et cetera, et cetera, and say, and by the way, if you're looking for electronics or various accessories to do with electronics, please, might I recommend Radio Shack, and I'll probably give you a coupon.
I feel like that's a very awkward transition to go from park ranger to salesman. Like, imagine I'm a tourist from, let's say, Japan, but I speak English really well. And I'm like, where is the place where the fish mate?
Okay.
And you?
I'll say right down here. There's a spawning river right here.
Okay. Thank you.
There's all kinds of salmon, trout, etc.
Yes, we've heard that it's very beautiful this time of year.
And if you are in need of AA batteries, for example, Radio Shack.
What's that?
Radio Shack. There's one in every town.
That felt heavy-handed.
What are you talking about?
That felt heavy-handed.
You know what doesn't feel heavy-handed? $6,200 every 8 months. All I have to do is get rid of these coupons. So, honestly, you're lucky to run into me. You want to run into me. It's better than running into these other guys. They don't have any coupons.
Are they good?
What are you talking about?
The coupons. Are they good?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, look at that, man.
Okay. Currently, there's a promotion for a 4x4 four-wheeler off-road RC truck.
Oh, wow. I love remote control.
For $25.99.
I saw a couple of those on the way in going down the path.
Exactly.
Okay, so the sale price is...
You can get a second one for $14.21.
$14.21. So people get... Round number.
Like, if I was a Japanese tourist, you wouldn't be surprised if I'm like, give me that coupon, let's go, honey.
Well, first, if you're a Japanese tourist, I know what to say to you.
I'm English.
Seapress was quickly detaching from his biotic roots and forming a relationship with a different ecosystem, corporate America. A couple weeks later, Pete invited Scott and I to Radio Shack headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa, where he explained to us why protecting forests isn't nearly as important as producing high-quality consumer-grade batteries.
Thanks for coming by, guys. Really, thanks for coming by.
You're a chameleon. Every time I see you, you're like a different... Your hair's parted.
Oh, yeah,
and
right down the middle.
All your facial hair.
Yeah, yeah, just squeaky clean.
Beards or mustache in corporate America, huh? Is that the uniform?
Got the full suit, full three-piece.
What's your label say on the inside of that pocket?
Oh, I don't want to...
Hugo Boss?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hugo Boss.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Nowadays, it's okay.
It's okay? Yeah. Okay. They're back.
He's back.
You look nice. Fitted. And, yeah. Is that a pleat in the front? You got a little pleat in the front?
Yeah, I have pleat. I always carry a pleat and a double-breasted vest.
Oh, you wear a vest under the sport coat, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of layers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of layers head honcho, at least in this district.
You don't have a full range of motion with those shoulders, it looks like. It's a little bit of a tight cut.
Yeah, it's a tight cut, but I find it helps my posture. You know, I'm at a desk a lot, so it's anything to kind of, it's almost like a little girdle.
So what are we doing here? Taking a lap of the floor? Is this stretching your legs?
Well, now I got about 200 people under me.
Wow.
Yeah, I am responsible for 10% growth for the entire company, Radio Shack.
Wow.
So they put me in senior sales management.
Yeah.
For the Des Moines, Iowa region.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. I pushed about 30,000 coupons in my first year alone back at the swamp.
That's a lot.
Either way, 825K every 2 weeks.
Wow, that's bi-monthly.
Wow. Well, you must have like 5 planes now.
No, I fell out of it. You can't be flying around the country in the air. No.
Not even nature? You don't love being above the trees and the mountains?
No, actually, I'm on the board to reduce the size of national monuments.
Really?
Well, because we need to mine for lithium, because you put lithium in batteries, and the batteries in those RC trucks. And we got to push product, and I'd rather get lithium domestic, if you ask me.
And do you frack for lithium? Is there fracking for lithium?
Yeah, the safest way is to go down with what's called a probe drill and see where it is. Mm-hmm. But I do prefer the
more
fracking.
Precision.
I know
fracking is not precise.
No, I don't prefer
pump
the
all sorts of water and shit.
Yeah,
we'll
pump just about anything we can find. We have a whole waste facility, and it was my idea to just use the waste liquid for our frack.
Pump a bunch.
So like the acid runoff from the manufacturing and battery, you'll pump back in the ground to get more lithium?
Batteries are old. You get old batteries, they leak with acid.
I didn't realize their whole business model was just moving batteries. That's really all Radio Shack is.
Hey, libtard. I'm using recycling. I'm recycling the old acid of batteries.
Pumping it into the earth, contaminating drinking water.
And we're breaking apart those layers of rock and hauling out the lithium. And that's how you get the paycheck that I'm on, to be honest. And yeah, I don't have time to fly, and I don't really have time to get outdoors. So I take the train and my.
Well, that's good for the environment, at least.
Ford F-150.
I don't think he cares about the environment anymore. Obviously, Scott, he doesn't fly.
I said the train. That's the only thing.
Yeah, it's a private diesel car.
Oh, so it's bad for the environment.
Do you burn coal on the way to work?
It's a single car. It's the engine and car, self-contained.
Uh-huh.
There's room for 3 people outside of the engineer.
Uh-huh.
And it starts up with coal to start up the engine, the diesel generator.
And it just pumps? It pumps pollution? Just
I don't know if you consider diesel exhaust fumes to be pollution. I guess if you've subscribed to the green conspiracy that the world is heating up. Yeah, sure.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Shocker.
There are scientists who agree with me.
Shocker.
I see you guys got some wallpaper here with some trees on it. At least that was that your idea?
This was actually a recently destroyed temperate rainforest on the North Pacific Northwest.
Jesus. Oh.
That beneath these trees that you see there in the poster. Lithium. Sweet,
so you
sweet
buy
lithium.
Swaths of national land and just pump wastewater into
acid.
It.
Acid. Old acid.
And old shit water.
And old, yeah. The water that nobody wants.
Like the outhouse. The stuff they'd pump out of an outhouse. You would pump that back into the earth.
They're giving this water away.
Right.
And we're doing the community a service by injecting it into the cracks of the earth.
To get.
Lithium.
To sell.
To you. The consumer.
batteries.
God, so I didn't realize
this is coupons and batteries.
We're
going to suffocate
part of the in batteries.
You know,
we're
going
to die as a species because so many batteries are being made and tossed aside.
Say what you will, I've never been happier. I've never been more content.
I wanted to show you something, just because as a journalist, I couldn't help but notice, and when
sure,
I was typing out my reports.
Come into my office. Hold on one second. Okay. Let me close the door. Diane, shut up. Come on.
Were you just talking in the intercom to one of your assistants?
I just didn't want her to bug me, so I just told
shut
her.
Shut up?
Yeah.
Wow, shush it. That's rough. Mean.
Okay, hold on. Let me lock that door.
I think you're special, Diane.
Please.
Don't make him look bad, Matt, in his office. Okay. As it repositions him. As
please.
Diane.
Just make it the
that
last
was a
word.
Guest. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You're trash. Okay? All right.
Your uniqueness is what makes you Diane.
Matt, never touch another man's intercom, especially when you talk directly to Diane.
You're special.
Diane, I've left the cyanide pill in your car. When you're done today, take it. What do you have for me, Scott?
You gotta get out of here.
I wanted to show you sort of where you came from. I brought this
pictures.
Bear head.
You made a scrapbook.
I brought the bear head. Remember this guy?
Oh, that's absolutely disgusting. Yucky.
But this is the bear you kissed and said it was beautiful. You killed it?
Well, it's not beautiful anymore. Look, it's hardly even, it's got its fur all mangy.
Well, I had it kind of put together for you. I mean, it's mangy, but
yeah, what's
we
left
put a lot of effort to make this beautiful again. Does this bring back any, what do you feel when you see this?
Loss. Regret. You know, it's as if my whole life I've been living in a fog and I can finally see how foolish and how much of a waste of time what I was doing before was.
Not now, though.
Are you kidding me? Look at this desk. MDF.
What does that stand for?
MDF. This is high quality engineered plywood.
MDF?
Yeah. MFD.
What is MFD?
Motherfucking dope.
Thanks to our wonderful guest, Thomas Middleditch. Check out Thomas's touring improv show with Ben Schwartz, Middleditch and Schwartz. Tickets available now. And of course, shout out to producer Anosh McAdam, who just can't seem to get excited for a non-Jamaican bobsled team. Also, if you like movies, I'm in one. It's called Under the Eiffel Tower. Check it out. Opens everywhere February 12th. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.